Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. I want you to call in. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And what we want to do on Radiance by Design is learn how to raise our fields and frequency. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. So quite often when we need healing, it's all about raising your fields and frequency in order to have the energies running through your body. And you can do this with your own mind. And when the energies run through your body, it can reinstall that ability to create new cells and so on. It's very exciting to be a human being. And I was talking last week about how in all this preparation for 2012, it gets so confusing. I mentioned that I'd heard from some young people that they're expecting a big onslaught of zombies to hit the planet. Now, I'm not doing that because if changing the energy, we can change our reality. If we can be in charge of our reality, you know what? You and I and others, when we stay in charge of how we think, how we visualize, how we intend, how we clear out a lot of the thoughts and feelings that are marketed to us by whether it's media or other people or people's emotions or whatever, if we do the clearing, 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 and then creating, clearing, 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 and creating, the reality that we're going to live in might be very different than the reality of the person right next door or the ones who are sitting there meeting a lot of zombies. I mean, they can have their reality. I just don't want to be in that. And it makes sense to me because if you shift your frequency, you're going to actually be shifting dimensions. And I don't pretend to know how to do that in an instant. I just know the logics and the mechanisms of all that. It works, doesn't it? We're multi-dimensional beings. We're beings. When I look at you as an intuitive, what I see is vibrational fields that look kind of like contour lines on a map. You know how a map with contour lines shows you the height of a mountain or the height of a hill and so on? There are all these little lines that circle around showing that all of these areas are at the same height, the same number of feet above the sea level or whatever. When I look at inside of people, I see kind of contour lines like that holding, like as if they were, the contours represent kind of membranes and holding blobs of human energy, which are presented by, how could I say it, by attitudes, by constructions of beliefs that we have that literally design how we look, how we walk, how we talk, how we act, how our faces are. When I had a health food mentor many years ago, and he really pushed me to learn a lot, he said that there was no excuse for people to be ugly as they get older because we, by that time, have learned how to make choices to redesign how our structure is, and I really believe this more and more, how we think and how we feel and how our structure is in response to the inheld emotions, inheld beliefs, and so on, can be changed. We're works of art. We're works of sculpture. I love this show because it's a call-in show about you, and we learn how to shift the way you're holding your energy fields because of whatever the situation is that you're in right now, or because of how your lineage worked and what you were brought up to believe. We can shift all that, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't pretend that it's really a piece of cake and really easy, but it's sure interesting, isn't it, to think that you're a work in progress and we're going to do it together. A lot of times for Radiance by Design, when people call in and ask a question, there are many people at home that get a healing or a shift in the way their energy fields are holding themselves as well. So as you listen, as you participate, as you focus, as you intend to focus, guess what? You actually can change yourself and change the radiance that you're sending out there. Connect with one another and be literally a vibrational community. And that makes a difference on the planet too. That could be our kind of politics, you and I. So, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I'm going to do an energy meditation, which is really magical. A number of you have practiced it whilst we do it on this show and told me that you've made big results for yourself. As we do this, energy meditation, you're actually creating with your mind and with your heart and with your intentions a force field that keeps you in a kind of a container. So it works like a house or like a building, and the angles of that force field that you're creating send empowering motion between frequencies around your body mind. So it's a great place to go in and do visualizations, amp them up. It's a great place to go and do healing. It's a great place to go and meet people and in that help each other heal. It's very exciting, and guess what? It's portable and free. So let's all do it together and create our sacred geometric structures, and let's heal one another and the planet. Are ya ready? Okay. Couple of breaths. Good. Now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, create a golden ball. And oh boy, it's bright. It's a bright, bright golden ball. I always see it with some white in it. What do you see? And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then let's drop a filament of very radiant electrical filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about your waist, drop a four-sided pyramid, and it's made of gold light. And it might be 20 feet out from the body by the time it comes to the base. And then another one, upside down, base to base, and the lower point meets your lower golden ball. So now you've got a wonderful octahedron, an eight-sided figure. You're inside of it. You still got that wonderful filament running through your spine, huh? And now create a crystal ball, outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your structure. Good. And now inside of that, put yourself in a double tetrahedron. That's a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and they meet base to base. So you're in kind of a diamond. And the guides are saying, just spin and spin and spin in your double tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. And whilst you do, look in front of you at the crystalline grid there. And what we're going to do is put on that grid some movies of what it is you want to create, and we're going to meet our Galactic Healing Center. Let's start off with who you are and what you want to be. What do you want to become? What are you born for? I like to say I'm multidimensional. What is it you want to be? And see, feel, and experience yourself on that grid being what it is you're aiming for. I see myself able to move from dimension to dimension really easily. Mm-hmm. And take others with me. I can feel it. Can you feel it? All right. And it's funny because I have a physical pain right now because I fell. I already told you that last week, didn't I? And as I move out of this dimension in my imagination and my visualization, I see that there is no pain or there is no injury in another dimension. So I move up there and I choose that dimension. And I can bring that back down and wrap that in light. And let's move to the next section of our grid. And on that, we're going to create a project, whatever it is that you're wanting to create. A book, a movie, a relationship, a home, a family, a spaceship, whatever it is you want to create. So I'm seeing myself creating one of my favorite dreams and projects. I see the people who can help me create this, the resources. Everything flows. Mm-hmm. And I see the project beginning to work really well. Oh, it's great service. For me as well as others. Because, you know, you want to serve yourself and you want it to be a delight for you as well. of serving other people. And see the resources being spun from that project out there and back again to sustain it, to grow it, to nurture it. And now from there, wrap that in light. I'm seeing all kinds of spirit being help. I see my own guidance coming in to help. Great. Now we wrap it all in light so it can maintain its delightful luster, its development, while we move on to our Galactic Healing Center. Let's call up the Galactic Healing Center, and in that center comes this wonderful team of spirit beings that work with you as you do healing work. And there's a nice healing table. And the team's all around the table. And bring yourself in to lie on the table. And ask for, this is the best part of this for me anyway, ask for help. Ask them to show you what they like to do to help you. It teaches us that there's so much more support for us than we realize. And what is it they would do to help me? Good job. And if there's anything that they can advise you to do, I mean, with your life, good work. And now wrap it in light that it can continue. You might want to jot down what they told you to do about your own life. Let's create another. We'll replicate our team because they're very magical. Create another healing table. And bring someone in that you want to help heal, or see who comes in. Okay, and as that person lies on the table, has to be shown what it is they need. Good. Good. Now wrap that in light. Again, replicate your team and have another fresh table. Now there's two tables here. I've got a couple again. Both people. And help them smooth out their situation. Sometimes it's really, they're reminding me, sometimes it's very good to do both people because people interact. And when you interact over your difficulties, you can sometimes keep reinstating that in one another. So you want to get that healing energy moving through. Okay. And ask if there's any advice for them. I got a fun bit of advice is they should learn to move up and meet in the etheric regularly, and then it'll be much easier for them to cope with each other on the physical. And let's wrap that double scenario in light. And let's bring in Mr. Obama. And the warning they have about him is that he's energetically getting choked up and congested by the political, the circumstances and the games that are present around him. And the brushes he's being tarred with and the really have very little to do with what's going on. So they're asking us, and they've asked us this off and on, to send him light. and help the, send purification light to him over and over again so that he is released from these influences that keep him too congested to act from a higher level of consciousness. We're all like this. When we absorb one another's energy or spend too much time with the television or the marketed fear-based news stuff, we can't even think straight, most of us. We start getting a heavier energy, and in that we create at that level of resonance. And they're saying that he needs as much help as possible to help extricate him from these kind of thicker influences that have been actually running the world for maybe thousands of years, but in this country, what, 200 years, 300 years? And they ask you to, again, infuse Mr. Obama with golden light. Good. And help to push him out. Good. And that way you can hear his higher consciousness more easily and look for the greater good. So let's do that pink light. Have the pink light come out of your chest and then scoot right out of you and down into Mr. Obama and wrap him in light, in pink light, and then have it go through the White House, the Pentagon, all the powers that be, and send it over to the hot spots in the country, the town hall meetings, rabble-rousing, presentations that are being used to maintain people's financial security. That's it. We're going to send that because really, well, I'm not going to get political. It's just we need to really send harmonizing light so that all the great good is met instead of personalized interest. Now let's send that light over to hot spots, war places, Korea, Iran, Iraq, even Africa. Just send the pink light everywhere where you can imagine any kind of hot spots going on. Ultimately, we circle it around, circle it around, circle it around to wake us all to come from the heart, no matter where we are in the world. That's working in some places. Let's keep going. The more you send it forward, the better it works, and have it cycle all over the world so the world's bright pink. And then bring it back to yourself, bring it into your chest. That's it. All right. And now let's jump into our double tetrahedron. Thank you for the team. Thank you for the beings who are helping us in the Galactic Healing Center. And now jump into your double tetrahedron. Let's spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good, I love that feeling. And when you spin and spin, you notice your frequencies are really kind of up, aren't they? Come on back into the room with me and let's talk about you. And if you want to do that, I want you to call in. Tell me what's up with you. We'll talk about moving energy. We'll talk about healing. We'll talk about 2012. We might talk about any darn thing we want. So if you call in at 888-815-9756, that is 888-815-9756. I love to hear how you're doing, and also to give you a boost, because so many of you listening to this show and other shows are really working hard to really get to the truth of who they are. I want to talk to you. I want to know what that's all about for you. 2012 is such a big, weird time, so we hear. But I talked about it last week. I got into Carl Johan Kalman's website to recap some of the stuff that I had read. It wasn't his website. I think it was an email he sent out with a lot of the latest information. And his explanations, which are becoming a little more succinct because he's quite a complex scholar. He was talking about something that I see in my perceptions, but I don't have the detail that he does. I just see these unfolding, shifting frequencies. I call them veneers, vibrational veneers, that I see them inside of people, but I also see them way out in the universe, and they're absolutely humongous. So he's talking about flows of energy that are out in the universe, that there are 9 major ones that have been functioning and influencing the collective, making us more amenable to specific beliefs than we would have been at other times. So a lot about what the collective is thinking about. And golly, here we've got media dominance and all of that kind of stuff. We've got the internet. We've got people talking to each other all over the world. The technological downloads that have really just lifted people into a oneness and a possibility. All of that is being influenced by these great, huge consciousness flows way out in the universe. I love that, and I love that you called. And I'll just finish this one thought. He said that there are 9 humongous energies like this that have been functioning for a long time that are coming to an end around 2012, and they don't screech to a halt like a red light. No, they just are kind of flowing and undulating to an end, kind of like waves out in the universe, and that's taking care of certain systems of thought. I really like thinking about it that way. So I don't think we'll worry too much about the zombies. You are on the air. Welcome to Radiance by Design. Hello?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Definitely. I wanted to say I love what you did. I'm a progressive, and so many of us around here, I live in the Bay Area, have been so disappointed by Obama. And to hear you say what you did, put it in perspective, that instead
good, thank
of being
you.
Disappointed, send him light and send him positivity so that he can create or help to create the better world that he spoke about. And
yeah, because
so
he kind of gets drowned, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. I would be scared if I had to face all those people that are talking to him, and there's so much, I guess, the sophism, saying things because you're hoping people will believe it and they believe the negativity.
And people like the drama, right?
Definitely. Is there a website for the gentleman you spoke about with 2012? Because there's so much coming on about 2012, and...
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every one of us, maybe even having coded within us, a truth about it. Like, what are we supposed to do?
His name is Carl Johan Kalleman, Kalleman. If you send me an email, I'll send you his latest emails that I got. They might be on his website. And also, he's got some YouTubes out, which are very dry, believe me, but... If you sit there for a while, you start getting a different, it's not so weird and freaky. It's sort of interesting how systems are moving through the universe. We want that.
Do you find it scary reading this? A lot of people seem like they don't want to hear about it. And like, what's truth? There's so much coming out. Do you think we have to just go within ourselves and say, this speaks of truth for me?
You know what? I think that's exactly right, and I'm not scared of it. I think that the scared part is what's being promoted. For example, these young kids telling me the zombies are going to show up. There's so much hype and drama about it, but the reality is systems have changed throughout all history, haven't they?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's the collective thought process, from my perspective, really should change. So we already had a big economic collapse, and apparently there's some other ones coming up. But there's a ton of new stuff rising, and so I'm not afraid. I feel like we have to be more clearing and raising our fields and frequency and more attuned with our higher selves and more interested in values being mutually supportive. That's what I think is happening, and that doesn't scare me. It scares me to stay in the past.
What I wanted to ask is, with my guides, what do you see them saying, oh, Kim, this is something that we want you to work on for 2012, or this is a way you're going on your path to whatever you need to know or do with regard to 2012? Sometimes I find it hard. I'm actually going to start a meditation class next week because I found that it's been harder to meditate lately than it used to be. And I think somehow I probably blocked, probably, like you said, too much internet, too much TV, too much of everything.
Yeah, and I think also that the scare tactics are up so that we've got more, bubbling stuff in the atmosphere. A lot of people say they're having a little more trouble meditating right now. There's a lot of turmoil. All right.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I really have to work at it, and I'm. Do you see my guides really saying with any insight about this whole thing, or just?
Yeah. First of all, what they're saying. Do you do a workout, a physical workout?
I'm planning to each day, but I've found some new exercises that I'm trying to work on, but I've been really bad at it.
Well, you know what I want to tell? I always tell people this. There are several things you can do that are really easy, because your guides are saying, okay, we're coming together all these things in one response to your question. But the guides are saying, and I can see it in your body, that if you do, even if you just put on some music and dance and dance and dance.
I love to dance.
Yeah, well, that would work for you as a workout. And the other thing is that the reason for that is you are acutely sensitive, extremely sensitive, and part of our evolution right now requires shining our sensitivity up so that we can keep consciously raising our fields and frequency. And sometimes just some rapid movement is a great way to shake off all that leftover hoo-ha that comes through the radio, television, people's anxiety, traffic, or whatever. And your guidance is saying, clear that out. Clear it out regularly, and you will not be so frustrated with your meditation, and A and B, you're extremely intuitive, and you will be guided as to where to help yourself and support other people. It's an evolutionary time for you, not a losing time.
That's really funny, because today I was looking at dance classes. So
you go,
my
girl. where do you live?
I live in Alameda, California, and I'm just, today was the first day in like months that I woke up, and I've been going through the day feeling happy. So I figured my guidance must be coming a little clearer, because it's so nice. I felt like there's this dark energy, and really have to work through pictures around what you see in the newspapers about everyday life, and to think of the positive, or that there is spirit and there is love and light on the planet.
Right, I agree with you. Yeah, and you can get really, really cluttered up with all that other stuff, can't you?
Oh, my goodness. And right, and I'm a spongy type, where basically everything I read, if a person comes by me who's sick, I'm like, oh, my God, let me heal it. And then all of a sudden I'm feeling sick. So if I really have to work at that, and it's so nice to wake up and feel better. And you're not quite sure why, but the feeling of betterment is just wonderful to the body. You know?
Well, I believe that you're meant to help people. Are you a healer? Is that what you do?
I've taken years and years and years of healing, everything from Reiki, Regenesis, Quantum Touch, but I'm a writer, and I try to heal with my writing. But I'm fascinated by healing, and there's so many different modalities out there, and there's so much. There's this woman. Someone had them on your show, or someone had Donna Eden. I'm going through menopause, and the energy medicine. I'm thinking there's so much out there that we don't have to necessarily fill our bodies with all kinds of drugs. We can look at what is out there that our body can use to heal itself. And movement is one of the things.
And Donna Eden is going to be on my Paradigm Shifters right after this.
I love her.
Yes, she's wonderful. We did this show 2 weeks ago, but I didn't promote it right, so I ran it again, because she's got a couple of big workshops coming up. But I agree with you. With this whole health debate, we should be really increasing our frequencies and our healing capacity, and really moving past a lot of it, shouldn't we?
Oh, definitely. I'm so happy you have her coming up next. I just think her work is so healing for the planet, particularly for women or anyone who wants to change their body, how they feel about their body. So this is
well, and the other thing is that she healed herself of MS and has healed a lot of people of it. So she's got some pretty hefty successes in there. I think she and other energy healers are really amazing. And you are one of those people. That's amazing, girl.
Well, thank you very much. I love your show. I just think your voice and the positive energy, it's so nice when you're going through a rough day or something to cut you on it and to hear that speaking positively. It's just so
thank
important right
so
now.
Thank you so much. Thanks for participating. It always takes courage, but sure adds to the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Now, I'm really glad she mentioned Donna Eden because Donna Eden's coming on at 5 o'clock. And I also like the fact that we were talking about energy, using energy to shift your reality. I talked about that at the beginning. And a lot of the 2012 stuff, I don't pretend to actually know what's going on, but because there's so much controversy, but I like to have these sort of steady interpretations. And the fact that values are changing, if we're truly who we are, which has been one of the movements going on since the 60s, people figuring out more and more about who they really are. If a number of people are who they really are, then we can't really be competitive and greedy and, you know, elbowing each other and all that, because you're the only one in the universe that's you. And guess what? I'm the only one that's me. And sometimes that's quite a relief for the rest of the planet, isn't it? So learning about energy and learning how to clear old things. This young lady, when she called in, and the guides, her team was also saying she needs to do some motion movement, because when you get cluttered with all of these energies, sometimes flinging yourself around, running, dancing, breathing rapidly, doing yoga, all of those things are a great way to divest yourself of old frequencies that run through. By the same token, as these are changing energy systems out in the universe, they're also changing out of the way they've impacted the collective. So that's all just energy, and it's run a kind of a consciousness throughout our entire species. But we have the ability to separate ourselves from the collective. We have the ability to move out of that and really begin to be more sovereign over who we are. I don't pretend it's a piece of cake. Oh, no. I think it's a big challenge. But the movement, the breathing, the focus, the intention, and all of those are really helping you sort of intensify that sovereignty that you have. So if these systems fade, and that we're better and better at creating our reality by 2012, means your reality could be very different than mine because of how I'm creating. And where does the calendar sit at that point? If we're creating our reality differently, you can kind of see why the calendar isn't exactly going to be bang on, neither are clocks bang on and accurate for all of us. It just won't work that way, will it? So I'm watching here. I'm going to get you to call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. But I want to do a reading on this person that's out there. And the person is kind of hunkered down, is very afraid, has been reading the news, and is feeling that there is no hope for her. It could be him, but I think it's her. No hope right now because she's not well enough trained, and she's hunkering her little body down. But the fascinating thing about it is in her fear of the things that she's reading, she's holding herself really tightly. And her energy fields, I'll bet you, forgive me for saying this out loud, ma'am, whoever you are, you're constipated and you have a headache and you have a funny stomach and you're holding yourself really tight and you have little faith in yourself, okay? I'm saying to you, this is really, really important, okay? When we hold ourselves in that tightly and we hunker down with our energy fields, and we don't move our body. I told this young lady who called in to fling her body around and dance. But we don't move our bodies to move those energies. Even though you're potentially becoming much more sensitive, which all of us are at this point in history, you're tightly holding in old beliefs and old structures to such a degree that you're really hurting yourself. It's almost like hunkering down up against a windstorm. So the difficulty with that is as systems change, as frequencies grow, you're not spinning your frequencies and shifting your reality. You're hanging on tight against an old reality. And I'm saying to you, I'm saying to everybody at home, I know what we'll do, just for fun, because Donna Eden's going to be on at 5 o'clock. Let's do what she calls the three thumbs. So take a minute. She claims that this is a good basis for moving your energy a couple of times a day, and it's really easy. She even uses this for very, very, very old seniors and all kinds of people who are really limited. But I have found it kind of charged me up, no matter how I was feeling. So let's do this. Take your thumb and your first three fingers, and you make a little point with them. and you tap on your clavicle, on those little pointed bones just below your neck, tap there for 5 or 10 times. I'm tapping away. You might be able to hear the resonance over the microphone. And then you move to your sternum, right down to the center of your chest. You do the same thing. Tappity tap, tap, tap. Little drummer girl, little drummer boy. And then you put it under your bra line, just at your rib cage, and you tap there. That's for your lymphatics. And you tap there for a while. Now, she claims that this three thumbs is a great way to both energize yourself and get your energy flowing. So back to my mystery woman, I want to grab you and say, get that energy moving. Don't hunker down because some news media says that this system is not going to last this way. In a lot of ways, we don't want it to, do we? How are we going to get through when the system doesn't last the way it's been with all the greed and demand that's been going on? Well, guess what? People innovate. People collaborate. People get together. There's a lot of new business things coming up. There's a lot of new ways of living on the planet coming up. There's a lot of intentional community consciousness coming up. And you don't know, oh, I see, she's stirring now. My little person I'm reading is actually stirring. And I'm saying, you're very, very creative, but you've been afraid all your life that you're stupid or something, that your creativity wouldn't work. So what I'm seeing is you tap or thump or dance or breathe or do some yoga and then change with your brain like, okay, I'm not a waste of time. I'm somebody who also can be a contributor. There's a little light that's coming up in you and it's very, very creative and it's coming up in the first and second chakras, which tells me it's coming up from your soul's journey. So get tapping away there, girl, and other people. Let's get tapping away and seeing if your energy doesn't vitalize itself, and when it does, remember, change the energy, change the reality. Tune in at 5 o'clock and you'll hear Donna Eden talking about energy medicine and all that can be done with it. I'm really serious. Boy, oh boy, we can move past a lot of these energy debates. I haven't heard any. Have you, Bob, have you heard energy debates that include alternative health? I don't know if energy, you know, it's called alternative health, but I go, energy medicine is ancient and it's modern and it really is deep within, buried within most systems of medicine. So anyway, I won't go into that. That's political and I don't want to do that. 888-815-9756. Now, if you'd like to call in, you don't have to have any particular subject, but I really like the caller before. We're talking about the political impact we can have by using intentioning, thoughts and feelings, and sending light to one another. So if you're frustrated with how people are being treated on this planet, start sending light to the people that are really in charge, sending light to the, remember the Cheneys and the Bernanke, or whatever his name is. There's some pretty intense people that have to do with the money structures on the planet, and we're better to send them light that they awaken than we are to send resistance, which they probably eat for dinner at some level. Apparently Ike's coming here. We're going to go see him on October the 4th, and he's a fellow who knows an awful lot about what these systems of power are on the planet. So I don't know how many of you are out there that are near in and around Bellingham, but join us at the Mount Baker Theater for October 4th, where we're going to go see Ike, I don't know how to say it. And I gather he's coming all the way up the West Coast to talk to people. And according to my guides and angels, that's because, or the timing is perfect, because there's some big challenges coming up amongst our government and the powers that be, and it's going to help us awaken. Back to my initial woman, it's like awakening. Awakening, thanks for your call, I'll be with you in a minute. Awakening is very often paying attention to your own inner energies and moving it along, knowing you can change who you are, how you look, and what your outcome is by changing your energy. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, Veronica, this is Pat, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Pat, how are you?
Doing okay. Are you taking personal questions?
Of course.
I just tuned in. I'm sorry. So.
You mean you haven't done your homework?
No, what's the homework?
I'm teasing you.
Oh, I didn't because I just tuned in. I looked at the clock. I thought, oh, goodness, Veronica's on. And I went down to the computer.
Well, I'm really glad to hear from you. And, yes, you go ahead and throw a personal question in.
Well,
I'll make it fit, believe me.
Okay. Things have been real tough in all different directions. And just can't seem to find a way to certain things. And I could really use at this point in my life a soulmate, and wondering if you see anything coming soon for that.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, are you having a headache these days?
No, actually, I'm not, but I've been using this thing that actually you put it on your ears for anxiety, and it sends electrical stuff through your head, so maybe that's what you're picking up on.
I just get kind of a cloud in and around the frontal and temporal lobe on slightly on the left side. I'm going, I don't like that, so we're just going to move that along because that's not necessary.
Okay,
so as far as, what's your age, Pat? You have to throw a number at me.
I just turned 56.
Oh, good. So you're going into your Saturn return, girl.
Yes.
All right. Hang on a sec here. You have somebody is setting you up with a date that I don't think is going to be very good for you, but it'll be good in that it's experience and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is, I never use the term soulmate, Pat, and the reason for that is, oh, my gosh, if you get a soulmate and there's some discordance about at what level you are when you line up, it can be just like World War VII, you know? And it can
be really... I guess what I really meant was I'm ready to have a life partner.
I agree with that. And
the real
but
deal.
I think you're going to have a practice run first, and it's good for you, even if it's not the one, because
mm-hmm.
it's the one for this transitional period. And then a space, and then, boom, in comes somebody. And he is just, what would I say, is really good. You're really good for each other. You meet, and it's like clickety-click, and both of you starts to grow up like mad. I always feel like I'm 100 years old, but I'm just beginning to grow up. Do you know that feeling?
Oh, that's great. I would love to continue growing up with somebody, yeah.
Yeah, and he's very interesting, and he's very interested in a lot of the first woman called in and was wondering if we should be worrying about 2012. Well, there's a certain way in which life is very interesting over the next little while. The change factors at the all-time high, our ability to create is at an all-time high. Some of the substructures and structures are breaking apart. And this fellow that I see with you, first one is just very sensitive and kind. And then the second one is very busy trying to make sense of it all and work with it and really make things happen. And you'll find him very intriguing and very stimulating. But the first one is very soothing for you and you for him. It's not a waste of time to have a transitional relationship. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And you might even laugh a little bit.
That would be nice. What time frame do you see the second one?
I think around probably almost 58.
Okay.
Now, make me wrong, create it all, but the way the guys are showing it in this one is that having one just before is really soothing and softening for you. You'll change a lot, and then you'll be ready for him, so you're not going to be bored. You're not going to be as lonely.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're going to giggle a fair amount. And I don't think you've giggled a lot for a while, have you?
No, I haven't for a long, long time, so that would be nice.
It's darn well about time, girl.
I'm sorry?
I said it's darn well about time.
It really is. Do you see me secure in a home? I'm just in a roller coaster as far as trying to make decisions and... I have a job offer, but it would mean going off disability and losing health insurance and it somehow suddenly seems like a risk that I shouldn't take. So then I feel like I'm trapped in this disability.
I think it's a risk you should take, but the guides are saying this. If you wait just a little while, there's going to be a shift in the way the whole disability insurance thing works for you. And then you won't mind taking a chance. I don't think you're going to lose it all, but there's a different kind of, there's a different kind of contract coming up. And the job is a good idea for you because you've lost your sense of potency and power. And the job is going to give you a sense of, I'm somebody and I do something really well. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Is your back still pretty bad? Is it your back?
My back. No, it's the emotional disability.
Well, there's a big change coming up in that, girl. And I feel like it's going to be to your advantage to work because you're going to start to feel strong about who you are. If you can, listen to Donna Eden's show coming up. Or go online and check her out and just even do some of the exercises she shows in the little YouTubes there. Because I look at you and I want to clear out your energy fields and give you a hug and dance you around a few times because I think you're almost ready to move out of that emotional disability. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I feel I am too. And I hear what you're saying about a new contract, but literally, I'd lose everything. I would lose dental, Medicare, Medicaid.
You know, that's the game, isn't it? If you lose, there's nothing else out there. Do you hear that thinking? I don't believe that's true because I see an interesting kind of contract bridging from where you've been to where you're going. And where you're going, you get A, support, but B, you get to be recognized and you get to be empowering and empowered. And I don't see you being broke because of health care. I think you've got it with your new job.
Okay, that possibility would be not to take like one quarter or less of the pay, which means I could keep the disability. Is that what you see?
Nope. One quarter or less of the pay. No, honey, I see a job where somehow they patch the health care support across with you. And it may take a few months before you actually get it all, but you'll get it. But what I like the best is you become more and more powerful.
What is it that you see? I didn't understand.
I don't see it as you having to accept a quarter of the pay.
Uh-huh.
I see it as greater, like a real job, and slowly but surely, and it might take 5 to 6 months, they move over the health care so you have what you need.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like that. If you got a job and then you have what you need as far as medical support goes, that's way better for you than to think you're incapacitated and you can't work. You've done some work on yourself and you're getting stronger. It's very scary, but you're going to take a risk and it's going to work for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to send light to you and we're going to send love to you and we know that you can recreate who
you
are.
Thank you very much.
Bless your heart, sweetie. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
it takes a little courage to call. It takes courage to call this global station, doesn't it? We're talking all around the world here on wonderful BBS. I love that you call in. Now, at 5 o'clock, we have a wonderful woman, Donna Eden, and she's talking energy medicine. And, you know, the guides were saying just before we started this show, remind everybody that as you change your frequency, as you raise your frequency, you learn amazing tricks about healing, about even how to design, I said this at the beginning, how to design your appearance and your energy levels and your ability to act in the world. You're on the air and just in the very nick of time. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Are you there? Hi.
Yes, can you hear me? Hi, I'm Jean. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, honey?
Yeah, actually, I'm feeling a little under the weather. But I think I got a flu or something. But I'd like to ask that, actually, yesterday, I submitted my resume to a company I wanted. Yeah, it was like it happened on the spur of the moment. Yesterday morning, I spotted the opportunity, and I just submitted it yesterday night. But I hope nobody in my company is listening to this one.
Probably not.
So
it looks like you might have a chance at it, Jean.
Huh?
Looks like you might have an opportunity.
Oh, yeah? So what do you see? The title is Proposal Analyst. But it's a job description is a little not very conventional. It seems like it's somewhere between pricing analysis and proposal coordination. But if that's they want a really pricing person, that's not my niche.
Okay. Well, it seems you have an opportunity coming up as a result of this, and I think it would suit you quite well. And it is a bit crazy how they've written it up, actually.
What do you mean by crazy?
It's not actually, you notice when you describe it, it's not exactly linear. It's not sitting in a box. Is it a smaller company or is it a government agency?
No, it's a big one. It's a government contractor, and that's the company I've always wanted to go.
Well, I think it really looks like it's got a spark of light, and it looks like you've got a real possibility with this. And they say, my spirit guides are saying, it's actually got more creative possibility for you even to design how the job goes together.
Okay. And then I do know this is a very big company, and once I get in, there must be a lot of other opportunities in there.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
And it's got a little more of a perky kind of, it's got an interesting energy to it.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Mm-hmm. It's just different than anything you've been in, so... I can't promise you're going to get it, but I think it's a good opportunity, and I'm going to just send light. Remember, when you think of it, you just see your light going ahead of you, just see your light being on your resume, see your light hitting the people that are reading it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, I can do that. I'm excited.
We expect to hear back from you, and let us know how it's going.
Okay, I will keep you posted.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. You're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So our show is almost over. We haven't gotten to 2012 yet, but we're practicing. So I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, you want to always do, and if those of you who heard the sacred geometric meditation, please practice those because they really help you to integrate who you are and actually spin big changes in your energy field. Do I have time for one more caller? All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Veronica?
Yeah?
It's Cynthia from Milwaukee.
Oh, Cynthia from Milwaukee. What a girl.
No longer from Carmel.
Yay, Cynthia. What good news. How are you doing, honey?
Well, I'm going extreme highs and lows. I'm glad I'm here. I'm panicked about money and places to live and a job, and I found a place I think I want to live, and I feel like the guy that met me to show me the unit, who was the owner of the unit, who didn't know anything about the unit, might be able to be a connection for a job, and I thought if I gave you his name, maybe you could tell me if I'm
on
the right
track. His name, because I don't want to get hooked off stage here.
His name is Brett Grassi, okay. Grasse, first name Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a company named Lighthouse Company, and it's called...
You're on, girl. You go for it. Looks like you got yourself a job coming up.
Really? With this guy as a connector?
I think it is.
Okay.
The first thing I saw was the house and the man, the home and the man all connected, but I don't think he's a lover. I think he's just a connector.
Okay, so I want to rent a building, an apartment in his building, and I need him to lower the rent, and I need him to find me a job. So am I thinking I'm in that direction, or?
I think you're fine, but I wouldn't put it in those terms.
Okay.
You know, just ask him nicely for this and that. I think he, in fact, I think he's intrigued by something because he has, does he have a big company?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's intrigued by something that you talk about to do with, I think, communications and something else. And he needs the help. So he's already, you're going to answer his needs faster than you're going to ask questions. Instead of saying, I need, he's going to say, I need.
Oh, great. Okay.
Wouldn't that be a nice turn of the table for you?
It would so be the nice turn, and I don't want to come off too needy with him, but I liked him immediately, and he did something out of the way for me. He came and showed me an apartment because his secretary was out with a sick child, and he said, oh, shucks, I'll show it to you. Yes, very nice man. He just showed me two bedrooms, and I wanted a one-bedroom, and I called today, and they said, oh, actually, somebody gave a notice today for a one-bedroom.
Excellent.
Well, I feel like I'm on the right track, and I'll keep on going, even though I'm panicked about money, but I'll try to let that go.
Don't panic. Keep going.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. I love you.
Love you, too. Bless your heart. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going,
okay.
Everybody. This has been a really fun show for me. I'll be on next week. I believe the fellow who wrote a book called Solitude, he took a whole year to write a thesis degree by being absolutely on his own for a year out in the, I think it was Chilean fields, and it's very exciting, and his last name is Kull. K-U-L-L, I can't remember his first name, but I just got hold of him today, and he's going to come on next week. So if you'd like to write to me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'll be on with Jackie Salvitti and the team on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Radiance again next Tuesday at 4, Pacific Daylight Time, and then 5 o'clock Paradigm Shifters. We're going to learn all about what it's like to live in a year of solitude. Much love. Email me. Take some blessings from the universe and run them through yourself and send them to one another, just as I'm doing now. Thank you for listening to the show.